Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 36 of the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. I'm Anthony Evangelista. As always, I'm joined here by Kyle Keegan. How are you today, Kyle?
Hello, everybody. I'm also doing very good today.
All right, so that wasn't necessary. Shots fired. No.
Because everyone that listens to the show is like, why does he have such a better, deeper voice than you? You sound like an annoying little...
yeah, I get that.
Compared to him, and I'm like,
hey,
oh, everybody.
I had a very high pitched voice up until freshman year.
I've been working on that. My voice isn't high pitched. I don't have a little boy's voice. It's just it's higher than most male tones, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Let's get into the podcast. We'll talk about this another time.
Probably because I'm so loud.
God, shut up. Okay, so today's episode 36. We have a bit to talk about right now. We'll start with the Knicks. We also have some spring training stuff, as well as Rangers hockey. We'll start with the Knicks. So the Knicks currently, after winning tonight by 10 in Detroit, are...
Oh, they were at home.
Say again?
They were in Madison Square Garden, you dumb.
In Detroit, against Detroit, same thing.
Dummy.
Shut up, God. The Knicks are 19-18. They are above 500 going into the All-Star break. Currently, they're the 5 seed, and... honestly, this is a much better spot than I expected them to be at the beginning of the season. We've all kind of been through that phase already where we're coming to the realization that this team might be a playoff team. But let me hear what you have to say about this Knicks team over this past few weeks.
I got to find my tweet about it.
Because, obviously, we had our episode 35 with Jeremy Goldstein where we talked Knicks. We talked
analysis. Great episode, by the way. That was the first episode I ever fully re-listened to that we put out. That was so enjoyable.
So since then, the Knicks, was that before the loss or? Yeah, that was before the loss.
Yeah, that was before the loss. We've gone 1-1 since that episode.
Okay, so Knicks disappointing loss the other day, kind of got absolutely destroyed. It's just like what you were saying last episode.
It's a trap game. And you know,
can't win 4-0.
It made me feel bad that I was predicting the Knicks to probably lose that one. And then I watched the game and I was like, yeah. Like, they were due to lose. Makes sense that it was against San Antonio. I mean, I don't know. Here's what I'll say about the Knicks. They're 8-3 in their last 11 heading into the break. That's awesome. That's great news. And since February 7th and 9th, which were both games were against the Miami Heat, the Knicks have not lost 2 games in a row, which is really encouraging because it shows that their last 3 losses, they bounced back and won the following game. So – it's good that they're not letting all the losses pile up at once, kind of like they were towards the beginning part of their schedule. In January, they had a 5-game losing streak. That was the low point in the season. They started off on a 2-game losing streak. They had a 3-game skid on one of their West Coast trips. But anyways, it shows that they're bouncing back and they're staying focused and taking it 1 game at a time. I love that. Now, I'll show you guys a tweet. It's kind of about tonight's game and about the season as a whole thus far. An hour ago, I tweeted, "Game got too close for my liking." This is in reference to the Knicks game, by the way. "Game got too close for my liking, but looks like the Knicks are going to close it out. Needed it. Over 500 going into the break, sitting in the 5 seed. If you told me that back in December, I would have laughed in your face. Keep rolling like this into the second half. Go Knicks."
That's a perfect way to describe it. I mean, none of us would have predicted this. Obviously, their play recently has kind of overshadowed any doubts that we had about this team making the playoffs this year. Right now, that is our main focus. There's no more. Look, I wouldn't say that the Knicks are out of their rebuilding phase right now. There's still a few assets away, obviously.
They're not just rebuilding a team. They're rebuilding the organization. They're rebranding. They're building a winning culture that hasn't been there in 20 years. It's a lot more than a rebuild at this point.
Completely. And, look, when was the last time that you were able to look forward to the All-Star weekend with Knicks players participating other than an occasional skills challenge or rising stars kind of thing?
Didn't Kristaps win the skills challenge?
Yes, I think so. But regardless, this is the first time that we've had an all-star since Kristaps. We have Julius Randle now, who's playing pretty incredible for what we originally thought he was going to be. I mean, I make that point every episode, but it's just because of how low I was on him at the beginning
of
the season.
He's just so good, dude. 27-16-7 tonight. And I'm not going to say that's routine because that's in the upper echelon of how he's been playing. Like, that's above all his averages. But, he dropped 27-16-7 tonight, and I wasn't even Randall's going off. But he was.
No, he had an absolutely great game tonight. even like he had a bit of an off game last at their loss, but look, genuinely, I have loved Randall's play. I'm excited to see him in the All-Star game. We got Obi Toppin in the dunk contest. He's finally able to put his name out there for something this year. Uh-huh. But look, honestly, I'm just excited. I'm excited for this Knicks team. I'm excited not just for the All-Star break, but I'm excited for the trade deadline. I think that they'll definitely make a move. We talked about this in our last episode. It could be for someone like Drummond, could be a bigger play, could be for a sharpshooter like Doug McDermott. There's a whole lot of options that could possibly happen. And I think that I don't think that March 25th is going to go by without the Knicks making a move.
Yeah, you're right. I don't, like you said, I still don't really know exactly what that move is going to be. It's really hard to pinpoint that.
Yeah. Then.
It's coming up quicker than you would think. Like the Knicks only have like six or seven or eight games before said break. I said trade deadline, excuse me. Plus,
yeah.
But I think that it's best right now to think the Knicks played really well going into the break. They went 8-3. That we'll take that every time. If they can go 8-3 on every stretch for the rest next 11 games, stretches, blah 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 blah. You know, I made this joke last episode. They'd win the NBA Finals. So, I think what's important right now is that guys get their rest, guys kind of decompress a little bit, get mentally there so that they can lock in next Thursday in Milwaukee and be ready for the second half of the season, because the games get all the more important and they really start off on a tough stretch. They really do. In March alone, they have two games against Milwaukee, both in Milwaukee. They've got a game against Brooklyn and they've got two games against Philly. And to close out the month, they've got a game against the Heat. So that's just in March alone. It's going to be a lot tougher of a month than February was. February, they had a more favorable schedule, and they took advantage of that. And that's what better teams need to do, because bad teams would not go have as good a month as the Knicks had this February and then leading into March with this Detroit game. But to point out a couple of games in that March schedule that, you know, you have to say they got to win that one. They got to win in OKC because that's winnable. They got to win against Orlando because they're bad. They have to find a win. It'd be super nice if they could find a way to win one of the Philly games and one of the Milwaukee games. And then they got to beat Washington when they play them twice as well. I didn't even include them, but they've been playing better basketball as of late. I think they beat the Clippers tonight. So
I'm just going to read you off this thing that I got the notification for earlier today. I don't know if you saw this, but Ian Begley of SNY.
Why, right? He covers the Knicks. Yeah.
Yeah. So what he did was he put out an article saying that the Knicks might have some interest in Victor Oladipo of the Houston Rockets, as they view him as a really valuable player. And you know what? I'm not going to.
Did you say Oladipo?
What?
Did you say Oladipo? I was looking at Twitter. Okay.
So he says there are people in the organization that see Oladipo as a really valuable addition to what they have now. I'm not sure how the top decision makers feel about Oladipo, but the Knicks would have to commit max money to get Oladipo to New York. I don't think this is the right move. Just straight up, flat out. I do not think that. Look, I think the Knicks will improve overall in terms of wins for this season, but in terms of one, long term, and two, just for the rest of the season,
I don't even know,
chemistry wise, you don't want to trade away your young assets.
He'll start in front of Bullock, but RJ Barrett is the starting shooting guard.
I don't think he fits into our rotation right now. I think that he's not worth the money. I think if he was a young player, it'd be a bit different, but Oladipo, I don't know.
He didn't have a crazy, all due respect, has a nutty injury history over the last couple of years. I don't know if I want to take on that kind of money. I mean, like, he turned down that certain amount of money that Houston was trying to give him because he wanted more. The Knicks better not give more. I'm not trying to see some Tim Hardaway contract part two. You know what I mean?
No, I completely get that. I don't think that it would be worth it in any means. We've seen
– and that's no disrespect to Oladipo. I just don't think he's the guy.
Look, Oladipo's a great player, but it is true that his production value has declined after his injuries. And his situation in Houston is not making that any better. If you look at Houston's record right now, they're absolutely tanking, and they do have John Wall and Victor Oladipo. Granted, injuries are a big part of that record, but I don't know.
Christian Wood being out definitely hurts.
Yeah, I'm not sold. I'm not sold.
I'm not sold either. I'm not sold either. I think it's a bad
savior. I don't think that it would make that much of a difference in terms of a win column. I don't think that it will make that much of a difference in terms of fan hype, because I'm sure that there's plenty. Look, if the Knicks are able to land anybody, they'll be welcomed into Madison Square Garden with open arms, most likely. But they'll have a lot of fans watching them very closely, because they're going to be attacked for every wrong move they do. That's just how the Garden works. But I don't think Oladipo is right for that position. I do not think Oladipo would be the correct option that this Knicks team can go for at the trade deadline when there's so many other people available that would fit them a lot better and would cost a lot less.
I agree. And this season isn't even as much. See, if you're going for Oladipo, I'll tell you what you're doing. And it's what the Knicks have been doing for the last 20 years. You're chasing after names. You're not building an identity. You're not building a system, is what I'm trying to say. That would be the equivalent, chasing names. And I hope that this Knicks team is past that. Because if you're not chasing a name like Kawhi Leonard, or a name like Devin Booker, or a name like Zach LaVine or Bradley Beal, or these solidified all-stars in the league, it's not worth it. So that's why I would say no to the Drummond trade. And I had an argument on Twitter with a couple people about the Drummond trade. I don't think it's a good move. Like, I think that he puts out like empty stats. He's a below average defender. And I get that it's a rental, but I disagreed with Jeremy on this as well. Like, I just don't, I don't see, like, it's just not the biggest need. The Knicks are already good in the paint.
I agree. I mean, look, I think that a Drummond acquisition would be beneficial for this Knicks team. I think it would make more sense than the Oladipo trade would. But I don't know. I feel like for the terms around it, it's not going to be worth it. I wouldn't be upset in the same way that I would be if the Knicks were to trade for Oladipo. But I don't know.
I don't want to be giving away Knox and Frank for that.
Exactly.
Like if we're going to be giving those two guys away, who I've done nothing but praise and love because they're memes, honestly, at this point.
I love Kevin Knox and Frank.
Yeah, no.
Like, I hated them.
I hope that they're the sacrificial lamb for us getting a star, not a name, not someone that, like, people would be that. I want it to matter.
Mm-hmm. And, like, look, right now, if you look at this Knicks team, the most expendable players are Kevin Knox, are Frank Ntilikina, are someone like an Austin Rivers. You have these people on the bench that aren't really getting playing time that can thrive in other environments, in other cities, with other teams. And I don't know. I feel like it's not worth it to trade these players, especially when they have a decent amount of value. And, look, I'm not saying that the Knicks should straight up trade Kevin Knox and Frank Ntilikina for LeBron James, because obviously, like, they're not at a level of talent where they deserve to just be them traded for a star. But I think that these guys have enough value where we can get something better than just like a Victor Oladipo or just like a rental in Andre Drummond.
No, at that point, it sets the team back.
Exactly.
I don't think it really pushes us forward as much as
we. Because, like, obviously Knicks are in win now mode, which is weird to say, but the Knicks are in win now mode. Obviously, they're still a young team.
Not because they're a contender, but because they've been. Like, I said this last episode. You'd be blissful to think that these guys that are running the show right now don't want to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, 100.
Like, that's always been the goal from the get, and we might not have known that at the time, but it's been from the beginning. Thibodeau, Rose, Perry, and Dolan. And
do not say Dolan.
Those guys, they want to make the playoffs.
I don't know about Dolan.
He does. I mean, like, just because a lot of his decision making has been very poor.
Yeah. I couldn't tell.
Listen, I'm not gonna trash on Jim Dolan as much as a lot of other people will.
I will.
You go ahead. He still wants to win. He writes the checks. It's just that he writes them to the wrong people, and yeah. He created a culture of scum and villainy and loss and. And a lot of his personal character traits are just not good.
Mark my words.
Say no. Like World Wide West, Rose, Mills, Thibodeau, those four guys, I'll say more so, Their goal is to make the playoffs this year and start turning it around now.
I'm just going to put this out there. I think that if there's ever a situation or a time where James Dolan has to sell the team for whatever reason,
he will never sell the team.
He'll never sell the team.
Organization in basketball, he will never sell. He makes so much money off the Knicks, even when we suck.
Okay, well, if he were to ever sell the team, theoretically, the Knicks would win a championship within 3 years. I firmly believe that.
Are the Mets going to win a championship within the next 3 years?
No, I think that Dolan is a lot worse than the Wilpons. The Wilpons were horrible, but
I can't really compare that because I'm not a Mets fan.
Well, Wilpons have put all Mets fans through a lot, and I cannot deny that they were absolutely horrible owners. And you know what? Yeah, I will say that they're worse than James Dolan. But I feel like the impact that James
Dolan – I don't know if they were worse, though.
The impact that James Dolan has had on this Knicks team, I feel like can absolutely change the entire landscape of, okay, one, free agents that come in.
Hold on.
Two, the atmosphere in the garden, in their home.
I want to ask you something. I ask you this all the time, and you never have a clear answer for me. Does your buddy Steve like basketball? Is he a basketball fan?
I wish, okay?
Dude, if you want to have both New York teams that are blue and orange, just go ahead and do it. I'm not going to complain.
I wouldn't complain either.
I'm not going to complain at all. Hopefully the Mets make him so much money that he buys the Knicks too. And the Rangers.
Look, we got to deal with the fact that James Dolan isn't going to go anywhere, and we have to build around that.
Dude, honestly, I would love nothing more than to see James Dolan step up on a stage in Madison Square Garden and hold up the Larry O'Brien trophy. That'd be awesome. Come on.
And look, I feel I got to have some sort of sympathy for the guy because the way that he's hated by every single Knicks fan in existence. Like, I remember at the very beginning of the pandemic, it got announced that he had COVID and everyone was like, oh, that's actually not that bad. Like, you can't say that. You can't say that about a guy that just got a deadly disease where nobody knew anything about it at the time.
No, that was a little much. I agree.
Thankfully, he's alive, even though I would much rather have him not as an owner, although I'd much rather have him alive, but that's not the point. God, James Dolan, man. I
don't know why we're bitching about James Dolan. We have a winning basketball team right now that he owns.
There's no bad time to bitch about James Dolan.
All right, whatever. We're off that topic. I'll give you the four-game road trip after the break. Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, Brooklyn, and Philly. Now, really, that's a two-game road trip because they'll be able to sleep in their own beds on the other two nights in Brooklyn and Philly.
That is true.
But on those four straight road games, I'll tell you what I'm hoping for. You can't lose all four of them. You just can't. That's the first thing.
Yeah, obviously.
I think they'll go 1-3. But if they could go 2-2, I won't complain.
If the Knicks – so just name
me – if they go 2-2 on that trip, those are three top three teams in the East.
That's what I was about to say.
Those and a team that we lost to the Thunder back in like January. We can't lose to them again.
If the Knicks go 2-2 or higher, which I completely doubt, but if the Knicks go 2-2 or higher in that span of four games, I truly will set my hopes in them being playoff team.
I mean, I'm looking at the second half schedule right now, and man, the last week or so is brutal.
Oh, 100%. And
have you seen it?
Come back.
It's Denver, Phoenix, Clippers, Lakers, all on the road in the second to last week of the season. The Knicks have to build up a general, some sort of lead heading in.
That's why I'm saying it.
In the last 4 weeks, we play the Lakers twice. We play the Clippers. We play the Suns twice. We play Charlotte twice, which they're not like a great team, but we'll be fighting with them for a spot. So that's certainly there. We play Toronto twice. We're fighting with them for a spot. We play Boston twice in the last month and a half.
Maybe they'll rest their starters. We never know.
No. Don't even. Dude, I'm telling you, man. It's a tougher it's a tougher back end of the schedule.
No,
There are no holes in the schedule, man. There's maybe, like, like, there's games that you have to win that I will circle right now. You have to beat Orlando. You have to beat Minnesota. You have to beat Detroit that third time, because those games you should win because they're bad teams.
No,
you have to beat Houston. And then there are games you have to win for different reasons. Like, they have to win the Celtics games. They have to win the Hornets games. They have to win the Toronto Raptors games, because those are teams you're competing with.
What, it's 72 games in the season, right?
Yeah.
What are you hoping for a final record, and what's your prediction for a final record?
I hope that the Knicks finish 72. Let me do the math. I hope that we finish 37-35. And I think that's good enough for a top six, because everyone's going to be playing each other and it's just going to be a grind and a battle. I think that, dude, the 4-10 or the 5-10 or whatever it might be, because Boston's playing better now, I could see them separating themselves and back in the fourth spot. I won't be surprised. But okay, so they're a good team. They're a good team.
That's what you're hoping for? What do you think?
No. I'm hoping – I think that the Knicks will finish somewhere between 37-35 is their ceiling I'll give them. This is what I think. And I think that the basement I'll give them is that they end up like 30-42. And that would be a terrible collapse and they'd miss the playoffs.
Can you imagine if they only win 11 more games this season? How sad that would be.
What I want is for the Knicks to finish, what's their record right now, 19-18?
19-18.
I hope they finish 54-18.
That would be nice.
I hope they finish 54-18. And we'd probably still get the 2 seed, because Brooklyn's not going to lose. Actually, Brooklyn will probably lose 5 more games. I'm making jokes.
Brooklyn's not winning the championship. Brooklyn is going to
lose they are.
The second round or
yes,
the
they are.
Round.
Actually, you know, I'm going to show some love to my Philly people, because I never do this. I never do this. I want to preface one thing before I say this. The only Philadelphia sports team that I really have a true hatred for is the Eagles. Like, the Rangers-Flyers rivalry has been dead now since 2014, because they've never been good at the same time ever since that playoff series. Yankees-Phillies isn't a rivalry, and the Knicks have never been good enough to have a rivalry with the Sixers. And also, some good friends of mine are Sixers fans, and I went to a couple Sixers playoff games over the last few years, so I kind of have a soft spot for them. And I've always been
that's
a big
fan. I can understand that.
So, and you know I'm from Jersey. Like, I'm not a Sixers fan by any sort, but I have a soft spot for them because of that. But I'll say this. I was talking to my friend Phil, who listens to the show. Shout out to Phil. He's a big, big Philly guy. And I said, I hope the Sixers knock out the Nets, because that's one of those teams that, like, could knock out the Nets.
Would you say that the Nets are your least favorite team in basketball?
Yeah, 100%. It's not even close. Maybe the Celtics are second, probably. Like, it used to be the Celtics. I'll tell you what. I've never liked Kyrie Irving. I didn't like him when he was on Cleveland. I didn't like him when he was in Boston. I don't like him now. I don't know why. I do know why. I'm not going to go into why, because it's really not that important. But I've never liked Kyrie Irving. So, Boston... When the Nets were bad, it was probably Boston, because Boston was good, and just like New York, Boston. Right now, it is undisputably the Nets, and it's not even close.
I would have any team
beat the Nets in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I got to agree with you there. I do not like the Nets.
I'd rather the Sixers win a title. I'd rather the Celtics win a title. I'd rather the Lakers win another one. I'm a LeBron fan, so that's not fair of me to say. But you get the point.
What we've learned from today's episode is that Kyle Keegan hates flat earthers.
That's not the reason. It's just I don't like Kyrie Irving. I'm not going to get into it. I liked Uncle Drew.
I know. I didn't see it.
I also never liked James Harden either.
Yeah, no.
Literally, three of the most unlikable guys are in that big three. I don't care what you tell me.
And DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah. What's wrong with DeAndre Jordan?
I don't know. I like DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, what's wrong with DeAndre? I like Joe Harris. I mean, I have no reason to not like him yet. I think Steve Nash, if they lose, it'll be because of injuries or Steve Nash, and it'll be funny either way. It won't be funny if it's injuries. I take that back. I don't want anyone to get hurt again. Sucked that those guys were hurt last year, because it's good for the game of basketball. Like, I hope KD gets healthy. I hope they're healthy and they lose in the first round of the Knicks.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That would be the greatest moment in Knicks history. That'd be better than the 70 and 73 titles.
Okay. I think that we've gone on enough tangents about basketball. Let's switch our sports now.
We're not even going to get to talk about basketball for like a week.
I know. That's true.
We'll probably record again before the Knicks play another game.
Yeah. So we'll have more of a shorter episode for next week, or not even next week, before the end of the week, where it'll just be kind of about...
The end of the week. It's Thursday. The week ends in two days, you idiot. You mean the beginning of next week?
You know what?
I'm teasing you. Stop. I'm teasing you. Stop.
I think I want a new podcast partner. If anyone, anyone's open to that.
Why don't we just get a third host?
No. We've seen what happened in podcasts with three hosts. They don't really work out too well.
What do you mean? We had a great episode... Oh,
so let's switch sports. Let's switch sports real quick. So we're gonna go over to
technical difficulties. We'll be returning shortly,
and we are back on the Big Apple Sports Network podcast.
We're fine. Sorry, that's my fault. I'm professional.
Okay, now let's go over to the Rangers real quick. We'll get a quick little recap there.
I want to see you talk about the Rangers, Anthony.
Do you now?
I'll go first. I'll go first. I don't
want Okay, no. I will say this, though. I did watch the Rangers game tonight. It was definite.
It was a fun one to watch.
Exactly. 6-1. I didn't catch the entire game, but I watched
it. I didn't either because I was flipping back and forth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I watched at the end of the first period. I think they were down 1-0 at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Because I haven't watched many of the recent Ranger games, so tuning into this one was a little different. So I was like, okay, I haven't watched in a while, but doesn't really seem like they're doing too hot. And then all of a sudden, there was a bit of a spark, I think. Hold on. But just from watching tonight, I mean, I think – second and third period, they obviously showed a big spark. I already said that. But looking at Lafreniere's play, looking at the rest of the team's play, it's definitely room for hope. And look, I can't give as much insight or detail that Kyle would be able to do just because I don't know the team as well. And obviously, I'm working on that. But I don't know. Watching Rangers hockey is a lot more entertaining than it used to be.
I mean, here's the thing. They're 9-9-3 now. I still don't think we'll make the playoffs just because, like, the East Division is so stacked. But Chris Kreider had another hat trick tonight. He's having, honestly, like, in his age, like, 20 – like, I don't know how old he is, actually. I'm going to have to check because I don't want to make a mistake on that. How old is – anyway, he got a hat trick tonight. He's gotten hat tricks in Philadelphia and in Jersey, which is chills. I think he's got 13 goals now. So he's leading the team. In his age 29 season, he's breaking out and having the best year of his career. And he's always been a solid player for the Rangers. It's just right now he's playing out of his mind. And the Rangers won 6-1 tonight. The one damper on that loss is obviously Igor Shesterkin looked like he had a lower body injury. Like, hopefully it's not too serious. Looked like he hate to speculate, probably hamstring, groin. I hope not ACL.
With these type of injuries, you never know just because of, like, the severity of them. It's very up in the air, especially when it's a non-contact injury like that.
And the way they took him off the ice, it just looked kind of ugly.
Yeah, so it's scary. It's a scary sight to see. Obviously, we're hoping for the best. We're hoping for a speedy recovery and not that he's out for the season.
Bright spots is that Kreider scored another hat trick. Fox and Lindgren continue to be studs on defense. Alexi Lafreniere scored 2 points tonight. He got a goal and an assist.
I think, honestly, if the Rangers want to win the Cup this year, what they need to do is just, like, hunt me down and then put me on the ice. Because I don't know. I feel like I would just be the best damn hockey player of all time.
I thought you were about to have a serious take for a second, and I was like, dude, like, they're not winning the Cup this year. What the hell are you talking about?
When have I ever had a serious take?
It's all about slow building. Except the only difference is, like, with the Rangers than with the Knicks is that, like, the Rangers have a good recent history of, like, being, like, a consistently respectable organization.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's all the Rangers. I mean, the Rangers won 5 of 7, man. Like, they're playing well. You just got to hope that, like, Kako hasn't played in a couple weeks, but he'll be back soon. I mean, he practiced today. Please just don't be dead, Shesterkin. Like, I hope he's okay. I really, really do. The whole Panarin situation, we know he's been skating, but, like, I don't know what the deal is, like, when he'll be back. Like, how are we supposed to know? But they scored 6 goals tonight without a top 10, arguably top 5 player in the league playing.
Imagine when they get that back.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Seriously. I mean, no, they're playing all right hockey right now. I mean, they're ahead of the Devils and the Sabres by a good couple of points in the standings, but we're still a good couple of points behind Pittsburgh and Boston for the 5 and 4. So,
look, all I'm going to say right now, Kyle, is that I'd really appreciate it if you could look up your Rangers history a little more. I'm kind of tired of carrying this entire Rangers conversation on my back every time that we talk, just because.
Who was the Rangers goalie for the last 15 years before Igor Shesterkin?
Henrik Lundqvist.
All right.
That's not that terrible.
That's fair. That's fair. Let's talk about baseball. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's all the Rangers stuff we had anyway. Baseball. Oh, wait. Actually, no. One more thing I want to say. At Dylan Pescator, at Jeremy Goldstein, Lafreniere is better than Hughes. So shut up in the Knicks chat. Okay, baseball.
So let's talk about Aaron Boone for a second. Might as well. What? Aaron Boone, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into actual play of baseball. Obviously, if you guys haven't heard, Aaron Boone is taking an extended leave of absence after his pacemaker surgery. It's a sad situation, but obviously we're hoping for the best for him.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think anyone really noticed it or saw it coming, which is why it's a little crazy. He did have open heart surgery back in 2009 while he was a player that pretty much effectively ended his playing career. But, you know, you just got to hope for the best. I know he's in good spirits from all the reports I've seen. I think he'll be back on the field sooner rather than later, actually, which is really good news.
So. Yeah, no, there are a few reports that saying he could be back as early as next week, which is honestly really, really good. I'm not a Yankees fan. As you guys know, I'm a Met fan, but you never want to see these type of things happen where.
Yeah, it's just it's humanitarian stuff, you know, like you don't want to see the fellow man suffer. And, you know, we just got to hope he gets okay, gets through this. Hopefully it's not too serious. And hopefully he's back on the bump of the dugout before we know it, because he's big with those guys in the locker room. You know, the Yankees, they love Boone. They love playing for Boone. So, yeah, just got to hope he's okay. Actual baseball on the field stuff. Gary Sanchez is hitting the crap out of the ball. I know that.
I've seen a few clips.
2 home runs. There's a couple, like, minor things that the Yankees are sorting out. Like, there's competition for that fifth spot. Like, Devi Garcia pitched today, and he gave up 2 home runs while getting 3 strikeouts and 2 innings in Clearwater against the Phillies. So, I don't know. His stuff looked good, but when you give up 2 absolute tank jobs, it's like, oh, okay. The Yankees lost 15-0 today, by the way. I don't care. It doesn't count. It's spring training. I know the Mets won today. I watched a little bit of that game because it was on ESPN.
Yeah, no. So they won 8-4. I think they're what? Are they 3-1 or 2-2? I think they're 2-2 so far in spring training. Granted, obviously, record
doesn't matter what their record is. It's just like, yeah. Big Meat Pete hit a grand slam today. That's good news. It's
true. Look, if there's anything.
Did the Nimmo homer too?
Yes, I did see it.
You know who sucked? Betanzas, former Yankee. He didn't look good at all.
He did not have a good game. Look, I think that if there's anything to be taken out of this past few days of spring training for the Mets, I think that, I mean, besides the fact that they have a lot of potential for this year, you really can't say too much. It's still way too early to make any big things. Obviously, hoping for a bounce back year for Pete Alonso. He had a bit of an off year last year, and his home run recently, like, obviously, it's a good sign. You never know. Blah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, sophomore slumps aren't too uncommon. It was a weird year. You know, maybe he got a little out of shape. I don't know. I'm not trying to throw any shade.
No, I get that.
Like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, like, there's really not too much. Like, there's little minor things that, like, you guys probably don't really care about or expect to hear from us just yet, because.
Yeah, it's still too early.
I don't know, like, the Yankees, I don't know, like, too much about the Mets positional battles, but I know that for the Yankees, at least, there's, like, just minor things, like, fighting for, like, that final, like, the final 2 bench spots. Like, it'll likely be, or the final bench spot, because I would imagine it'd be Wade and Gardner are going to be the backups. And then, like, they'll run a 4-man bench, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Higashioka is going to be the backup catcher. But then it's like, is it going to be Dietrich? Is it going to be Talkman? Is it going to be Jay Bruce? Like, we don't know. And then for the fifth pitcher, until Sevy's coming back, like, they're going to need a Debbie Garcia. Like, the first four, I'd imagine, to pitch are going to be Garrett Cole, Kluber, Tyone, and Montgomery, likely in that order. And then the fifth guy, it's up for grabs, because it might be Debbie Garcia. It might be Mike King if he earns the spot. It might be Domingo Herman. I hope it's not. I hope they punish him for being a terrible human being by starting off in AAA and letting him build back up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, just little minor stuff that we're going to know more about. And the reason we're kind of neglecting to talk too much about the spring training stuff is because, A, it's kind of boring, and, B, because we're going to have a whole great big Yankees-Mets 2-episode extravaganza right before the season starts. So you're like 3.5 weeks away from that, so be excited.
Ooh.
We have our Mets guest lined up. We don't have our Yankees guest yet. We're still narrowing it down.
We have a few guys in mind for both.
We have a couple guys in mind. We'll definitely have Platt back at some point during the season. We don't know if he'll do our preview, but you guys remember Austin Platt. He was great with us for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Good guy.
But, we do have a couple guys in mind.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before we end this episode?
Obi Toppin's going to win the dunk contest and Julius Randle's going to win MVP. You know, I'm kind of torn because Julius Randle got picked by Kevin Durant. I really wanted LeBron to pick him.
Yeah, me too. I just want to say, obviously there's no game this year, so it doesn't really matter, but the Rising Stars,
IQ got snubbed, bro.
IQ got absolutely snubbed in that. The fact that DeAndre Hunter is injured, but the fact that he made it over IQ wasn't really a fair. Even Anthony Edwards has had very similar stats to IQ this season, but just kind of under IQ's whatever.
Anthony Edwards plays more minutes, and he's also the first overall pick. So
exactly. So he's obviously going to have that title around him. He's going to have a much easier spot, whatever, that kind of thing.
Here's one thing I'd like to call to light. The mistreatment of Knicks fans in the industry, because it's better, you know, people here, I'll say it as an aspiring member of the sports media industry and that world, somewhere I want to be, something I want to work in. I will call out everyone in that field right now as a Knicks fan, because what these people do is they're like, in the last 3 days alone, I'll tell you a couple guys who I've seen, like, the Knicks should make a move on blah, 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 blah. Devin Booker is one of them. I saw Damian Lillard, which is – that's ridiculous, by the way. That's silly. Luka Doncic. There's another one. Yeah, Doncic. I'm sorry. I always say that wrong. You get the point.
Yeah.
They do this, and then when it doesn't pan out for the Knicks, they're like, lol, Knicks. All the Knicks fans are all got their hopes up, even though we built up these narratives, and now they're not getting what they wanted. Lol, Knicks. They're doing this to us on purpose.
Yeah, no.
It's silly.
We've seen a lot of that over the past few seasons.
No, but, like, they build it up, and then when it doesn't happen, they're like, lol, Knicks, lol, imagine being the Knicks. It's like, oh, my goodness.
It's the same thing that happened with Zion and KD and Kyrie, where they were
exactly. This is the perfect example of them being like, lol, Knicks, because Knicks for clicks.
You say lol one more time, I'm going over to New Jersey and I'm punching you in the face.
Lol, Knicks. We like to have fun here. What? Tomorrow's Friday. WandaVision finale in 3 hours.
WandaVision finale.
Are we staying up for the WandaVision finale in 3 hours? Well, 5 minutes, Anthony Evangelista?
Yeah, on a bit of a non-sports note, no, we're having a kind of
group. No, we're going to sleep right after this and waking up early for the WandaVision finale.
Do not text me any spoilers. I'm watching it at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
I'm not texting you any spoilers either. I'm probably going to wake up early and watch before school because, you know, I'm a shill like that. But I got one thing to say to you before we do socials and close out here. Who's been messing up everything?
Gotta say, it's been a kind of tough question here, but it's been Agatha all along.
It's been Agatha all along.
God, I hate Okay, let's just drop our socials real quick so we can end this episode as soon as possible, because I can't stand looking at you another second.
Oh, yeah, you just like that. You don't like that I'm having a good hair day.
Follow me on Instagram at AnthonyEvangelista7 or on Twitter at AnthonyEV7. You can also follow us on Instagram at Big Apple Sports Media and Twitter, Big Apple SP Media, and TikTok, Big Apple Sports Media. Just say your thing, please.
As always, I'm at Kyle Keegan, but the L is a one. That's Kai1E Keegan on Instagram and Twitter. I don't know why that makes you so mad, because it's clever. The L is a one. It's really clever and smart that I came up with that, because Kyle Keegan is taken.
I'm going to find that other copy to make sure that, that you give them that.
This is like the second or third time in our lifetime that the Knicks and the Rangers won on the same night, and the Mets won today, and you're still in such a grumpy, angry mood, like an old man.
God.
You gotta chill, bro.
Thank you guys for listening to episode 36. We'll see you guys next week. We'll have a bit of a different episode. I think it'll be shorter than this one.
Just
because we're not going to have that much to talk about. But you know what? We'll see.
We'll have a guest.
Maybe the Jets trade for Deshaun Watson and absolutely change the league for the next 3 years.
Maybe we'll have a guest.
Maybe
Deshaun Watson will go to the Dolphins.
Maybe Deshaun Watson will be our guest.
Take care, guys. Thanks, guys.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, guys.